I'm not pulling in my driveway. We all know what that means. It's time for another Drive to Work at Home Edition. Okay, so today I'm going to talk about one of my favorite creature types, Mir. So I'm going to talk about the history of Mir, where they came from, and I'm going to walk through the designs of all 38 Mir cards. Actually, there's a 39th I will also talk about that's not technically a Mir, but it's Mir related. Okay, so where did Mir come from? So Mir are these cute little artifact creatures that live on Mirrodin, now New Phyrexia. So they came about because we were making an artifact set, and one of my favorite things at the time was gnomes, which are these little artifact creatures that I enjoyed. And so when we were making the set, I wanted to put some gnomes in. And Brady Dommermuth, who was the creative lead at the time, said, gnomes don't make any sense. And I was like, okay, Brady, I want cute little artifact creatures. They don't have to be gnomes, but I want cute little artifact creatures. And so Brady and the creative team went off and came back with Mirs. So Mirs are named after Myrmidons. Myrmidons are from Greek mythology. They were soldiers commanded by Achilles, I believe in the Iliad. I think the idea was they were the little servants, you know, the idea when we made them was they were little sort of robots, you know, robot-like creatures. I guess they're not technically robots, but they're little robot-like creatures that that live to serve, sort of. And anyway, the Mir have been very beloved. It was one of those things that we sort of made, and the audience instantly took to it. It exactly had the thing I wanted, which is the sort of cute little artifact quality to them. But anyway, I thought today I would talk about all the Mir in Magic. So there are 38 total creatures with Mir in their creature type. 19 of them were in original Mirrodin block. 20 were on the Scars block. And then 3 new ones were in Modern Horizons 2. I'm going to talk about all of them. Okay, so the first is a cycle I want to talk about, which were the very first Mir ever made. So Gold Mir, Silver Mir, Leaden Mir, Iron Mir, and Copper Mir. All of them are 1/1 creatures. They cost 2 generic mana, and they tap for a particular color of mana. Gold is white, silver is blue, Leaden is black, iron is red, and copper is green. I don't quite know. I guess there wasn't a clean metal. I guess it's lead. It's Leaden. So it's lead. Anyway, we knew we wanted. So the idea behind these was we liked the idea of there were what were called diamonds, where they were artifacts that cost 2 that tap for a color. And those were a little too strong. But the idea, if you put them onto a creature, now they became a little bit more vulnerable so they can be destroyed, and it ended up being about the right power level. So, in fact, this cycle not only appeared in original Mirrodin block, but we reprinted them in Scars of Mirrodin block. So the little Mir cycle have shown up twice. The reason they existed, the cycle existed, was one of the things I was trying to do in original Mirrodin is I wanted to weave more color into artifacts. The original design for Mirrodin, in fact, had even more colored activations. They still all had generic costs, but there was a lot more colored activations going on in it. And there was a little bit too much going on, and Bill made me pull some stuff out, and so I ended up pulling that out. But I didn't want to. Like, in my heart of hearts, I knew that artifacts kind of needed some coloring into them to make an artifact set. Anyway, we would learn that lesson down the road. But I guess instinctively I knew that all the way back in Mirrodin. Okay, next up, Alpha Mir. 2 generic for a 2/1. One of the things that we often like to do in artifact creatures is make things that don't usurp any color, but are something you might play. And so a 2-mana 2/1 is, it's not amazing or anything, but there are decks you might want to play it. And in a set in Mirrodin where you cared about artifacts and artifactness meant something, you were much more willing to pay a 2-mana 2/1 than in some other, a generic 2-mana 2/1. Okay, next up, Lodestone Mir. So Lodestone Mir is a 4 generic mana for a 2/2. It's trample, and it has tap an untapped artifact you control. Lodestone Mir gets +1/+1 until end of turn. And so this was just us playing into artifact matters. Like I said, the original Mirrodin had a very strong artifact matters theme. And the idea here was The thought process was that I would get a lot of my little meter out that could, like, tap for mana, but later in the game, when I don't need the mana, I could use them to support my Lodestone Mirror. So it was designed to go with the mana mirror so that it sort of complemented them. Also, because the set had a lot of artifacts and there were artifact lands and all sorts of artifacts, this also worked just generically in the set. Next, Mirror Adapter. So it costs 3 generic mana for a 1/1. Mirror Adapter gets +1/+1 for each equipment attached to it. So equipment was introduced in original Mirror. It at the time was a set mechanic. It would very quickly become a evergreen mechanic. But we were just trying to encourage you to play, and so it worked best if it was a small creature because you want it to grow. It's a small artifact creature. Okay, we make it a mirror. The interesting thing in this set is I think all the small creatures were mirror, and then the bigger artifact creatures had a couple choices, although we did allow ourselves to make some slightly bigger mirror. Speaking of which, let's talk about Mirror Enforcer. So this saw a decent amount of actual tournament play. So Mirror Enforcer costs 7 generic mana. It's a 4/4 with affinity for artifacts. And the reason this saw a lot of play in the early affinity decks was that it just was kind of a free 4/4, that it wasn't that hard to get out enough artifacts, especially with artifact lands, that you could play this, if not for free, at least significantly cheaper than you normally would. And it was one of the cards that definitely saw the affinity deck changed over time. So this card was what didn't stay in the affinity deck the entire time, I believe, but it was a big part early on of the affinity deck. Next, Mirror Mind Servant. 1 mana for a 1/1 mirror. 2 and tap, shuffle your library. I'm not even sure what this card was up to. I know when we made Mirrodin, we liked making a lot of sort of quirky artifacts. This was an uncommon, and I think that there were just different shenanigans. It turned out later on the block that we Scry got introduced in Fifth Dawn, and this actually played nicely with Scry, but I don't know. We knew that when we made it, that we were setting ourselves up. Okay, next up, Mirror Prototype. Another uncommon. Costs 5 generic mana for a 2/2 mirror. At the beginning of your upkeep, put a +1/+ counter on Mirror Prototype. Mirror Prototype can't attack or block unless you pay 1 for each +1/+1 counter on it. So we had the idea here is it just grows over time. But to keep that in check, the idea of something that just grows over time, we felt like, oh, well, you need something to rein it in because obviously it can get quite big. And so we added in the mana payment. In retrospect, probably a little more mana than you needed. I don't think this card saw a lot of play. At least I don't remember seeing a lot of play. But I do like the idea of it's something small that grows with time. And clearly it was a mirror because it started small. Mirror Retriever. 2 generic mana for a 1/1 mirror. When Mirror Retriever is put into a graveyard from play, return another target artifact card from your graveyard to your hand. This card, I think, might even predate the mirror cycle, although I don't think it started as a mirror. This card was really, really early in Mirrodin design. I loved the idea. I liked the idea that it was something that got you back other things, and it ended up being a mirror because it was a 1/1, but it didn't quite start there. Next, Omega Mirror. 2 generic mana for a 1/2. It's a vanilla. I think we thought it was funny to do Alpha and Omega. So Alpha is the beginning, it's 2/1, and Omega is the mirror, which is a 1/2. The 1/2, I mean, because artifacts mattered so much, I'm not saying this never saw a play in Limited, but it was significantly worse than the 2/1 version. But anyway, we thought it was funny to make mirrored pair, so we did. Okay, so that is all the ones in original Mirrodin. So now we get to Darksteel. So there were 3 mirrors. There were 16 mirrors in original Mirrodin, 3 mirrors in Darksteel. So first up, Core Tapper. 2 generic mana for a 1/1 mirror. Tap, put a charge counter on target artifact. Sacrifice Core Tapper, put 2 counters on target artifact. Okay, so what happened was Mirrodin block originally had energy. And as I mentioned earlier, there was just too much going on. So one of the things that came out was energy came out. And what it got replaced by was a few cards that used charge counters. And then I wanted a little bit of interplay with the cards that use charge counter. So Core Tapper is that card because it can put a charge counter in any artifact, but it really matters if the card cares about charge counters. But that was, instead of energy, we just had a bunch of artifacts in this block that had so many uses, and you use the charge counter to represent how many uses it had. And the cool thing about this card was it allowed you to sort of interact with all of those cards and kind of encouraged you maybe to play a deck that had multiple cards with charge counters on it. Obviously, energy would later come back to be in Kaladesh, but this is sort of the remnant of energy going away. Next up, Mirror Land Shaper. 3 generic mana for a 1/1 mirror. Tap, target land becomes an artifact in addition to its other types until end of turn. I think we were just messing around with trying to find different ways to care about artifacts. And one of the cool things was that this card could sort of generate a temporary artifact. Because it made... And the reason we made it target the land was we were just trying to pick something that probably was an artifact or there were artifact lands. And I think this was just designed as a way to go, okay, artifact matters. Here, it's mostly limited, I think. Here's a way to just up your artifact count for things that care about that. Okay, the final card, the final mirror in Dark Steel was Mirror Moon Vessel. 1 mana for 1/1 artifact creature, mirror. When Mirror Moon Vessel is put into a graveyard from play, add 1 to your mana pool. So there's a card called Su Chi, which was in original antiquity, in Antiquities, Brother War is coming, but Antiquities is was the second set in Magic. It was an artifact themed set, and in it had Su Chi, which was a 4/4. Then when it died, you got 4 mana. Mana Burn existed at the time, so that wasn't solely an upside. But anyway, I think at one point we made a 2 mana for a 2/2 that died and get you 2 mana. And then anyway, we made a 1 mana 1/1. It was a mirror because it was a 1/1. Okay, then in Fifth Dawn, we had 3 more mirror in Fifth Dawn. So first up, Mirror Quadrupod, 4 mana for a 1/4. For 3 generic mana, switch Mirror Quadrupod's power and toughness until end of turn. So the idea was it was a 1/4 that for 3 mana could become a 4/1. And with the way, assuming you had enough mana, the card acted a lot like a 4/4, but it required mana to sort of get there. And I think at the time, there's some tricks you could do at the time that don't quite work anymore. But anyway, we don't do a lot of swapping anymore because the way that layers work makes the cards not quite play the way you think they'll play. So now, for example, this card probably would say 3, target creature gets +3/-3. And then maybe even 3 gets -3/+3. -3/+3. But anyway, the idea here was that it was a thing that could sort of swap itself around. Next, Mirror Servitor. 1 mana for a 1/1 mirror. At the beginning of your upkeep, if Mirror Servitor is in play, each player returns all cards named Mirror Servitor from his or her graveyard to play. So the idea was, as long as you had one of them, it regrew all the other ones. And so we were trying to get you to play with a bunch. So you wanted to play with as many Mirror Servitors as you could for in a standard deck or most 60 card, 4 of decks. But anyway, it was kind of a fun card, and it was this neat little build around where, okay, 1 mana for a 1/1 is nothing special, but the second one is a one mana for 1/1 that maybe generates a second 1/1. And likewise, you can make 3 and 4. And it also, this card worked really nicely in some sacrifice decks and things where you would make use of it to get to the graveyard knowing that the next time you played it, you got it back. Okay, the final mirror of original Mirrodin block, was Suntouch Mirror. Cost 3 mana for a 0/0 mirror with Sunburst. So Sunburst says this comes into play with a +1/+1 counter on it for each color of mana used to pay its cost. So the interesting thing here was, this was one of our, and we had a bunch of Sunburst cards that did this. One of the reasons Sunburst was in an artifact set where, you could spend up to 3 mana. So you could spend up to 3 different colors of mana. So this could become as big as a 3/3. Interestingly, there are ways in this block to make it cost more than 3, and if you increase the cost, you actually can increase the possibility of making it bigger. For example, if you can make it cost 2 more, you can pay 5 different colors of mana to make it a 5/5. Okay, the next mirror, which is the only mirror to appear not in a Mirrodin set or a Modern Horizon set, is Sarcomite Mirror, which was in Future Sight. And it was a future shifted card showing the future. And so anyway, so is 2 Sarcomite Mirror gains flying until end of turn. Oh, I'm sorry. The card costs 2 and a blue, 3 mana total. So it's a blue artifact. 2 Sarcomite gains flying until end of turn. 2 sacrifice Sarcomite Mirror, draw a card. So this card was hinting at the future. What we thought we were hinting at was I knew that I wanted to one day do colored artifacts. Little do we know they would become a standard evergreen thing or deciduous thing, I guess. But anyway, I was hinting at the time that would happen. When we had done original Mirrodin, we had laid the seeds for the return to Mirrodin to be the Phyrexian War and have Phyrexia overtake it and become new Phyrexia. That had all been planned when we made original Mirrodin. So this card was hinting at that, was talking about it. The flavor text is a horrible sight, yes, but the sounds. It's twanging, tenuous, and grinding gears are almost musical. Brutaclad, Telcor Engineer. We'll get to Brutaclad before this podcast is over. But anyway, this was us hinting that what was going to happen in Mirrodin, that the Phyrexians were going to take over. That's why it's a mirror, but why it's a Phyrexianized mirror. And I was also hinting that colored artifacts would be something we would do in return to Mirrodin. It turns out that we needed to use it for the Esper Shard in Shards of Alara before that. So, well, it was hinting at something we did do. It ended up being not quite where I thought we were going to do it. Okay, so now let's get into Scars of Mirrodin. Okay, first up, Darksteel Mirror. 3 mana for a 0/1, and Darksteel Mirror is indestructible. Nowadays, I think it would just be, let's see, yeah, now it just says indestructible. At the time we made it, indestructible was a word, but not a keyword. It just was a descriptive English word. We had introduced indestructible in Darksteel, and we decided it'd be fun just to make a teeny tiny indestructible guy. And he was small and it was on Mirrodin, so we made him a mirror. Next, Ichorclaw Mirror. 2 for a 1/1. Infect. This creature deals damage to creatures in the form of -1/-1 counters and to players in the form of poison counters. Whenever Ichorclaw Mirror becomes blocked, it gets +2/+2 to end of turn. So it's a 1/1 that does 1 poison to the opponent, but if blocked by a creature, it's a 3/3 that will put 3 -1/-1 counters on the blocking creature. So this is the first mirror to show the signs of the Phyrexians. There's a couple Phyrexian mirror in Scars of Mirrodin. I'll get to them. But clearly we were showing that the mirror were starting to get affected. And Infect was one of our Phyrexian mechanics. And this card had a Phyrexian watermark on it to show you that it had been affected by the Phyrexian. So we see the beginning of the Phyrexian invasion of Mirrodin. Next, Mirror Battle Sphere. 7 generic mana for a 4/7 mirror construct. I think this is the first mirror that has a creature type other than mirror. Yes, it is. Anyway, when Mirror Battle Sphere enters the battlefield, put 4 1/1 colorless mirror artifact creature tokens on the battlefield. Whenever Mirror Battle Sphere attacks, you may tap X untapped mirrors you control. If you do, Mirror Battle Sphere gets +X/+0 until end of turn and deals X damage to defending player. So this was the first card, and it's a rare, made to be sort of a mirror build around. It's the first card that kind of, as a creature type, cares about mirror. We didn't end up making a mirror, like a legendary mirror, and so that would be something, we'll talk about that later. But anyway, it is definitely something that we were recognizing how lovable they were, and so we definitely, in the second set, or sorry, in the return block, we made a build around for them. In fact, there's other build around for them. In fact, I will get to the next build around for them. Mirror Galvanizer. It's a 3 generic mana, 2/2 artifact creature mirror. Other mirror creatures you control get +1/+1. One and tap, untap each other mirror you control. So here's a mirror lord specifically that says, and this is an uncommon. You could play this in limited. You could draft this in limited. But you could see the mirror were very popular on our first visit. So clearly on the return visit, we are starting to build in ways to play with mirror. Next, mirror propagator, 3 and a tap. Put a token that's a copy of mirror propagator on the battlefield. So it's a 3-mana 1/1, but it can keep generating itself. And each version of it can copy itself. So if you get enough mana, you can start making a lot of them. Palladium Mirror, 3-mana 2/2, tap, add 2 generic mana to your mana pool. I'm sorry, 2 colorless mana to your mana pool. So this was sort of playing off the mirror cycle, which we had brought in back, and this is just a little bit bigger, but taps for 2. Perilous Mirror, 2-mana. Oh, and by the way, I've been saying this the whole time, but mirror rhymes with like deer. It's from Myrmidon, so that is how we pronounce it. Okay, so 2-mana for a 1/1. When Perilous Mirror is put into a graveyard from the battlefield, it deals 2 damage to target creature or player. Death triggers were a Phyrexian thing, and so we were trying to make more Phyrexian mirrors. So this is another Phyrexian mirror. Ichor-Claw Mirror is the first, Perilous Mirror is the second. Next up, Brass Squire, 3 generic mana for a 1/3 mirror. Tap, attach target equipment you control to target creature you control. So we are back on Mirrodin equipment, while now Evergreen still was something that showed up here, and so we liked making a little creature that played into that theme. It was an uncommon sort of a build around for if you want to make an equipment deck. Next up, Mirror Sire, 2-mana, 1/1. When Mirror Sire is put into a graveyard from the battlefield, put a 1/1 colorless mirror artifact creature token onto the battlefield. So by the way, there have been 3 different mirror tokens, 4 different mirror tokens, although 2 of them are similar. This was... These are Phyrexian mirror tokens. We had other things that made mirror tokens, and then we will get to a few other tokens down the road in a second. Next, oh, and this is the third of the Phyrexian mirror. Mirror Welder, artifact creature mirror, 1/4, for 3 generic mana. Imprint, tap, exile target artifact card from a graveyard. Mirror Welder has all active abilities of all cards exiled with it. So Imprint was an ability that had shown up in original Mirrodin block that we brought back in Scars of Mirrodin block. And so what Imprint means is you take a card in your graveyard and exile it, and then this card cares about that card, and so it'll have all the abilities. In this case, it has all the abilities. Next up, Plague Mirror. 2 generic mana for a 1/1, a mirror. It has Infect, and tap, add 1 colorless mana to your mana pool. So this was us sort of playing around with like the mana mirrors that you saw, but we wanted to infect it, but we had it tap for colorless as to not. But the implication is that your gold mirror or your sapphire mirror, one of your mirrors got sort of tainted and became a plague mirror. But this is the 4th of the Phyrexian mirrors. Did I get off? Sorry. Starting with Brass Squire, I actually had moved to Mirrodin Besieged. So in original Scars of Mirrodin, in fact, there was Ichor-Claw Mirror and Perilous Mirror. Those were the 2 Phyrexian mirrors. And then we get to Mirrodin Besieged, we see Mirror Sire and Plague Mirror are the Phyrexian mirrors that show up. But also there's one last mirror in Mirrodin Besieged. And that is Shimmer Mirror. 3 generic mana for a 2/2. It has flash, and you may cast artifact cards as though they had flash. So this was meant as a sort of artifact enabler to want to play a lot of artifact things, especially a lot of artifact creatures. Mirror artifact creature. So it did play nicely with mirror, meaning your mirror deck might want to play Shimmer Mirror, but there were other things you might want to do with Shimmer Mirror with other decks. Okay, now we get to new Phyrexia. So New Phyrexia was the Mir had won the war and they had taken over for Mirrodin and now it had become New Phyrexia. And so now we see, interestingly, the 3 Mir that we see in New Phyrexia are actually, none of them are Phyrexian mirrors. They're all sort of showing some holdout of a few Mir that haven't been taken over yet. So the first is Alloy Mir, 3 generic mana for a 2/2. Tap, add 1 mana of any color to your mana pool. So this is sort of making a play off the cycle of mana mirror. Next, we have Hover Mirror, 2 mana for a 1/2 flying vigilance. So it's just made to be a little flyer. I guess it stayed away by the Phyrexians by getting up in the air. And the third one from New Phyrexia is Mirror Superion. 2 mana for 5/6, a pretty big mirror. Spend only mana produced by creatures to cast Mirror Superion. So there are a lot of mirrors that tap for mana. So this definitely plays nicely in a mirror deck, because if you're playing a mirror deck, you have a lot of mirror. Probably you have a lot of mirror that produce mana. And this thing particularly lets you play, you know, much quicker, like for 2 mana. So all I need is to have a couple mirror out and I can play my 5/6 on turn two, or not on turn two, but let's say turn two, I play one, turn three, I play another, and turn four, I can get out of 5/6 and have some mana left over. Okay, so up to now, all the mirrors showed up on in sets that were premier sets set on Mirrodin, be it in the first block. There were 3 sets in the first block and 3 sets in the second block. But in making Modern Horizons 2, Aaron and his team made 3 new mirrors, and they had some fun with them. So first up is Knighted Mirror, 2 and a white. So this is the first colored mirror, other than the Future Sight Mirror. So 2 and a white for a 2/2. Artifact creature, Mirror Knight, so one of the few mirrors that have a second creature type on it. 2 and a white, adapt 1. If this creature has no +1/+1 counters on it, put a +1 counter on it. So adapt was the redone version of Monstrosity we did in Simic in the return to Ravnica, although I think it was in the second one. Whenever 1 or more +1/+1 counters are put on Knighted Mirror, it gains double strike until end of turn. So the idea is I attack with a 2/2, but if I have 3 mana open, all of a sudden, I can be doing 6 mana out of the blue. And so you had to keep in mind. Plus, by the way this is worded, it doesn't care. I mean, it can only put +1/+1 counters on itself once. But there are other ways to put +1/+1 counters on it. And anytime you do that, it will give it double strike for the turn. Next up, Parcel Mirror. 1 and a blue for a 2/1. It is an artifact creature, Clue Mirror. And it's 2 sacrifice Parcel Mirror, draw a card. So this is making a little bit nod to Sarcomite Mirror, which costs 3 mana for 2/1 that you can sacrifice to draw a card. Now, obviously, this one doesn't have the added ability to have flying, so it's a little bit different, but it's a little nod, and I think it's sort of one of the things we always talked about was how Future Sight was sort of potential futures, and this was a little nod of like, not exactly, but close. And this the other thing that's super cute is we made it a clue. Since you spent 2 and sacrificed it, and that's what clues do, we decided that we'd make this a clue. So this is the first artifact creature clue, which is very cute. Okay, the final mirror of our 38 mirror is Mirror Scrappling. So this is a colorless mirror, 1 generic mana for a 1/1, and it says sacrifice Mirror Scrappling, put a +1/+1 counter on target creature. So this is a little utility creature. I know there was a token theme in Modern Horizons 2, and I think this card was made for that. Plus, I think there was an Artifact Matters theme. So this was, it crisscrossed between the Artifact Matters theme and the counter theme. Okay, but there's one more card I want to talk about. It is not technically a mirror, although if you look at the card, it looks very mirror-like. So this is Brutaclad, Telcor Engineer. If you remember, I read you the flavor text from Sarcomite Mirror. We were hinting at the future. Well, guess what? Brutaclad, Telcor Engineer, the guy that's quoted on the Sarcomite Mirror, gets his own card in Commander 2018. So his card is 4 blue red, so 6 mana, 1 blue, 1 red, for a 4/4, a legendary artifact creature, Artificer. Creature tokens you control have haste. At the beginning of combat on your turn, create a 2/1 blue mirror artifact creature token. Then you may choose a token you control. If you do, each other token you control becomes a copy of that token. So this was made, the card was designed to be friendly with artifact tokens in general. Well, actually, it's made to be friendly with tokens in general. But it was clearly flavored toward the mirror and has a mirror sensibility to it. And it makes a mirror token. It makes a 2/1 blue mirror token, which is something we hadn't made before. Like I said earlier, there are the colorless mirror that show up on a bunch of cards. Genesis Chamber, Master of Call, Mirror to Besiege, Mirror Battlesphere, Mirror Incubator, Mirror Matrix, Mirror Turbine, Mirror Smith, Origin Spellbomb. There's a Phyrexian mirror that shows up, the 1/1s call us, on Mirror Sire, Parasitic Implant, Shrine of Loyal Legions. There's a blue 2/1 that shows up on Brutaclad, and then also, as I said, Mirror Propagator made the little 1/1 that could propagate itself. Those are all the mirror tokens. Anyway, I think Bruticlad was a little nod toward a legendary guy that cared. I do know that there's a lot of desire for a legendary mirror. I don't think we've made a legendary mirror. Let me look at my mirror here. I do not believe we've yet made a legendary mirror. I do know there's a desire for a legendary mirror. So for all the people out there that are like, why is it a legendary mirror? I do understand. The one restriction we have is mirror only exists on a certain world. So we need to either be on that world or we need to be in a set like a supplemental set like Modern Horizons that can make reference to whatever world it wants. But I am aware. I do know how lovable mirror are. There have actually been conversations of, is there a way to get mirror off of Mirrodin? Can Mirror show up in other places? And if we ever figure out a way to do that, I would love to see more Mirror. Or maybe however Mirror got made here, maybe someone made them somewhere else. I don't know how to get Mirror elsewhere, but it is a very, very lovable creature type. Like I said, it was lovable out of the gate. It is something that I really felt the creative team just did an amazing job in original Mirrodin, and we've had fun with them ever since. So anyway, I hope you guys love hearing all about the mirror, because I do love the mirror. But anyway, guys, I can see my desk. So we all know what this means. This is the end of my drive to work. So instead of talking magic and talking mirror, it's time for me to be making magic. So I'll see you guys next time. Bye-bye.